SITREP-ISR. IRGC opens fire on cargo ship northeast of Oman during active ceasefire. Issued 8:42 Israel time, 5:42 Universal time coordinated, Wednesday the 22nd of April, 2026. Bottom line. An IRGC vessel fired on a container ship approximately 15 nautical miles northeast of Oman, causing significant damage to the bridge, a kinetic maritime incident during the active US-Iran ceasefire and Hormuz blockade. UKMTO confirmed the attack, Israeli and regional media corroborate the IRGC attribution. Since the prior SITREP, the most significant development is a confirmed IRGC attack on a commercial vessel northeast of Oman, the first reported direct Iranian kinetic action against shipping since the ceasefire extension announced hours earlier. UKMTO, a trusted UK government maritime authority, confirmed the incident. Israeli mainstream outlets independently reported IRGC attribution. Separately, Israeli air defences reportedly activated over Matala, and an Israeli drone strike in eastern Lebanon's West Bakar killed one person. The Financial Times, citing cargo tracking firm Vortexa, reported at least 34 Iran-linked tankers have bypassed the US blockade since its imposition, a data point suggesting the blockade's enforcement gap is widening even as the ceasefire holds nominally. Iran. IRGC fires on cargo ship northeast of Oman. Maritime attack. UKMTO confirmed that a transport vessel operating approximately 15 nautical miles northeast of Oman was fired upon by an armed IRGC boat, UKMTO via Quds News Network, Bingbail News. The ship's captain reported the vessel was approached without any VHF communication before the IRGC boat opened fire, causing significant damage to the bridge wheelhouse. Israeli outlet News 0404 and N12 independently reported the incident with IRGC attribution, News 0404 for Illinois, N12 chat. The attack occurred during the active ceasefire extension announced by President Trump hours earlier and while the U.S. Hormuz blockade remains in force. No U.S. or CENTCOM statement on the incident has been observed within this coverage window. Blockade leakage. The Financial Times, citing cargo tracking group Vortexa, reported that at least 34 Iran-linked oil tankers have successfully bypassed the U.S. blockade since it was imposed. The TLDR Iran SITREP noted Hormuz traffic at approximately 4 vessels per day, 2 tankers, representing a roughly 90.7% reduction from baseline, with military planners convening in London to draft Hormuz reopening logistics. Iranian domestic signaling. Tehran held military parades as the ceasefire deadline approached on Tuesday, with videos showing large crowds in attendance. Iran's IRGC issued a statement asserting a highest readiness level for immediate response, warning that any new military confrontation would bring devastating blows to enemy assets. Trump posted again that Iran is collapsing economically and that security and military personnel are not receiving salaries. Iran International reported that Iran executed a person convicted of spying for Israel. The Times of Israel assessed that Iran's leadership has maintained internal unity by taking a hard line, but that truce negotiations risk exposing divisions among the panel now running Iran. Lebanon Northern Front. Air defenses activated over Matala, drone strike kills one in Bakar. Matala air defense activation. Initial reports, described as under investigation, indicated Israeli air defenses activated over the Matala settlement in northern Israel. No confirmation from IDF or Israeli mainstream sources was available within this coverage window. Reporting conflicts, the source is a caution-rated Telegram channel, the claim has not been corroborated by a trusted or mainstream outlet as of SITREP time. West Bakar drone strike. Lebanon's national news agency reported one person killed and two injured in an Israeli drone strike at dawn on the outskirts of Al-Jaybor in the West Bakar district, eastern Lebanon. This is a new kinetic event not covered in the prior SITREP. No IDF statement on this strike was observed in the coverage window. Displacement and humanitarian conditions. Villages south of the Litani River are experiencing a slight displacement movement toward Sidon and Beirut, with residents reporting lack of electricity and water in some towns and inability to carry out reconstruction due to destroyed or uninhabitable homes. Lebanese diaspora communities from Africa to the United States are in consultations to establish a reconstruction fund for public facilities in Bingbail. Explosion in Qom. A violent explosion was reported in the town of Qeem in southern Lebanon. No further details on cause or casualties were available within this coverage window. End of Sitrep. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com.